We are here with Verena, Verena Wallner, and she's opening the treasure, the seed bank of this land, and we're gonna take a look in some seeds.
Dun-da-da-da. So here in this part, it's all kinds of different seeds. I store them in, I try to put them in different boxes and I write down what it is. For example, here I have all the roots, which is like carrots, pastinac, celery, and radish, and so on. We have seeds from a lot of seeds we buy. We buy from Rheinsaat, which is an Austrian organic, biodynamic seed producer, or Bingenheimer, which is in Germany. Then we also have some seed that we produce ourselves. Here, for example, is a seed. I don't know the English terms of most of the vegetables, but this is like a root that is very long and black in the outside and white inside. It makes beautiful yellow flowers in the second year. And so there were some flowers, like some tubers stayed in the earth, and the next year I harvested the seeds. But as we are selling the vegetables and we are quite in the beginning of this work, so I'm very interested in seeds and also seed production and breeding and all that issues. But for me, this year I realized now it's the time to concentrate and focus on the cultivation of the vegetables. Because this work is so broad and so diverse, so it's already really challenging to make good carrots for eating, but then to produce good carrot seed is way more complex. So some seeds are easier to reproduce yourself. Tomatoes are quite easy. Or beans. I have a lot of beans that I collected last year. So we have like different colors of the beans and different uses. Like some are for fresh use, some are for drying. That's an easier and beautiful activity to collect the seeds of beans because they don't cross so easily. So you can have a lot of bean varieties beside each other, and they stay themselves. And it's beautiful because it's so colorful. Like there is red and white and like with dots and everything. So, but most of the seeds, the salad and everything, it's for us, it's really much easier to buy the seeds for now. So this storage, this seed bank is in a really old desk. We found this desk in an old apartment of a church, like of the priest, was his secretary. So it has really deep, how do you call that? Really deep storage. It's cool, it's dark, and it's dry. So that's the most important conditions for storing seeds. I will just see if I find the maize, yeah, the corn seed. I will bring some corn seed on the field because you're gonna see the corn there, and it's nice to see. They are still not ripe, the corn, but it's nice to have to see the colorful corn. This is the seed that we originally got. It's from a friend from America. And this is the seed that I harvested last year. And it's quite, it grew really well. And it's, I think, if I remember well, it's quite big. The difference. Ah, no, this is the red one. Nice. I selected the red seeds only. You see, it's really beautiful. They look like pearls, actually. It's a maize that we don't use for fresh consume, but for flour or polenta. So we meal it freshly. Very, very good. So let's go outside. So welcome to Gymnasien. Here we are entering the vegetable production part of the farm. Here we grow a broad variety of vegetables. We do that inspired by the biointensive technique. Yeah, market gardening is also a term that is more and more known for this technique. So you can see here the permanent beds that we make. So we always have a corridor and a bed of 75 centimeters, which is on a higher level than the corridor. And on these permanent beds we grow quite densely different vegetable varieties. Here we have Chinese cabbage. Also here under this net, it's all the cabbage varieties are quite sensible to diseases and pests, so it's a good idea to cover them. Here on this bed, for example, you see green manure. We grew broccoli and other cabbage varieties here, and to give the soil a rest, because they are quite intensively demanding on the soil, we grow a green manure after that crop. Afterwards, we let it grow and dry it for straw, or we incorporate it to the soil. Pastinac. The pastinac is, we were talking about the seed before. Pastinac is one of the vegetables which seeds are only viable for 1 year. So if you ever receive a pastinac seed that is older than the last year, it doesn't grow anymore. Also for your seed bank, maybe interesting, it doesn't make sense to store pastinac seed. You always need a fresh one. And in general, they germinate quite slowly, and they really need proper conditions. So what we did here, you can see in between where we had loss of the pastinac, we simply planted beetroots.
Wow.
So we can... actually, you don't even see it anymore because everything is so dense, but... we planted the beetroots to that we don't lose the space that the pastinac didn't, where it didn't grow. Yeah, here is much more of the beetroot. Yeah. Here you see celery. In Austria, we use a lot of tuber celery for the soups, and or you can, you know, prepare them like schnitzel. but here, you know, it looks super beautiful. Look how beautiful it looks. And then,
oh, scheiße.
You see, somebody also likes to eat it. So that's the mice in the soil who are also hungry. I mean, on one side, they help us to loosen the soil because they really
they, with their corridors below the soil, they really make a fluffy soil actually, but that's the other side of the coin, that we have a empty celery root. Yeah, happens.
Yeah.
And here, probably here is the corridor, so... But, I mean, we have problems with the mice, but in most cultures it's not a huge problem. So we actually, we don't really fight them.
Okay.
It depends. I mean, here it can be that a lot of celery is actually lost. Yeah, it's always a compromise that you have to make, like... If you, because on one hand, I think it's also important that we respect the creatures that are living on the land. And I think it's good to have, to count some percentage of loss for the wildlife. But it depends how much loss, of course, it is. And also if you start to breed them, it doesn't make sense. So... I mean, the dog who is living on the place, sometimes she's hunting, sometimes she's catching one, so that helps a bit. And if it's, but that's always the question, like, what are you doing if the pests get too much? Because it's nice if you, if we manage to live in a balance and we can also share a bit and respect life in general. But yeah, it's always, you always have to find a compromise until when or until where is the border, because we are not producing this for snails or mice. Yeah, that's the challenge, is if you work with life.
Yeah.
And what I learned, what I'm learning more and more doing this work is that working with life also involves confrontation with death. So you always have this life-death-life circle. Yeah, it's a good teachings there.